Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Health Matters. My name is Mike Royer. We appreciate you watching these segments on the website at University Medical Center, also at WVUA 23. You may see a portion of these segments on our newscast on WVUA 23, and it's turned into a podcast that we get nice reaction to as well, so thanks for joining us. Our guest is a returning guest, Dr. James Reeves, a psychiatrist. He joined the College of Community Health Sciences as associate professor and director of the University of Alabama Wellness Clinic. We have mentioned before that he is a veteran of the United States Navy, serving 20 years, and he's showing off a little Navy jacket that he escaped with. I'm excited. My wife went to UAB, and they're playing Annapolis. They're playing Navy in football next year, and I'm going to get to visit Annapolis for the first time. I'm looking forward to that. I'll bet that's a treat.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's nothing like going to a game in Annapolis. Yeah, Much different.
I'll look for you there, okay? Today we're not talking about light things like about football. We're talking about stress, and not just stress like many of us have daily or pretty often. We think, oh my, this was a stressful day, but debilitating stress that can turn into post-traumatic stress problems. Where does it begin? Where's the threshold of where, okay, I can handle this, but oh, wait a minute, I'm not handling life very well because of this. Give me the building blocks of it, if you would, Dr. Reeves.
Yeah, it's interesting. Trauma has developed into a different definition, I think, over time. A lot of times people say something is traumatic. Could mean all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
You know, I experienced this movie was so horrible, it traumatized me, it was so bad.
Yeah.
But we think of trauma in terms of mental health and in terms of maybe post-traumatic stress or something along those lines. We think of a trauma that seriously impacted someone to the point that they were worried about their safety, the safety of others or those around them, where they experienced potential loss of life or potential severe injury or something along those lines. So trauma does happen to people. It could be through a variety of ways. The Navy, I was in the Iraq and places like that with the Marine Corps. That becomes a big issue or potential for trauma. But in the US, we see it a lot in different ways. Women who experience sexual assault or men who experience sexual assault is certainly very traumatizing. Or even for kids, a lot of times through physical abuse or sexual abuse as a child is another way that people experience the kind of severe trauma that we think about in terms of causing disability or problems down the road.
In recent years, maybe in the last decade, we've thought often of PTSD affecting mostly military people, and though there are cases of that, obviously, it affects other people as well. Does some of it depend on what you can handle? I might experience something and get mad and say something I shouldn't and get over it and move on. Someone else might experience something similar and not handle it, or vice versa. Does it have a lot to do with our abilities, capabilities to handle situations?
That's well said, Mike. The military spends some time trying to understand that. What makes some person resilient and able to overcome all sorts of horrible trauma, and another person maybe experiences a relatively minor trauma and is impacted severely by that? So each person is different, each person's background's different, and a lot of times it comes down to, you know, what someone's background. If someone did experience trauma as a child or some other kind of serious circumstances, that may put them more at risk for being impacted by a future severe trauma or something like that in life versus someone who grew up very resilient, around a resilient family, kind of understood how to manage stress and issues in their life in a very healthy way. They may be able to experience a lot of stress and be able to manage it just fine. So our special forces, people like that, who can, amazing amount of stress that they can go under and function very effectively.
My parents and many parents in the 50s and 60s did the best job they could raising us with what they knew at the time, but we weren't allowed to complain or whine. In fact, I remember saying, I don't want to hear any whining, just throw a little dirt on it and move on, be tough, be a man. And while their intentions were good, that may not have been the best long-term, lifelong strategy. Would you agree?
You know, I think it's different. It depends on the kind of support you have. There are some kids who grow up with that very little support, no one around to help them out, versus maybe your parents kind of gave a tough love a little bit, but they were still there to support you and raise you and help you to overcome some of these issues. And that may have helped you become more resilient in some ways versus someone who didn't have that there. who experienced a lot of trauma, but no one was there to pick them up when they fell and so forth like that. And that may make them more at risk for something happening and not knowing how to handle that kind of stress as they get older.
And in full disclosure, my wife fussed at me for saying those kinds of things to my boys. Come on, tough it up. Be a man, be tough. Yeah. So we all deal with things in different ways. What is the strategy? If someone has been through real dramatic trauma, of the kinds you described early on in our conversation, how much counseling does it take? And is there anything else you can do besides real frequent regular counseling?
Yeah, it's a good point. I think it's always difficult to say this because some people go through trauma and, as you said, are resilient and fine and do well. So I try not to say that everyone who goes through trauma is going to need counseling and therapy or treatment of some sorts. So I think, you know, if you look at the statistics, probably anywhere from, you know, 15 to 20% of people, 10 to 20% may experience complications as a result of a serious trauma. But most people are able to get through pretty well. People have different levels of trauma or different levels of response. Some people have severe issues. Some people have milder issues. So I say if someone has gone through a serious trauma and it's starting to impact their life in some way, if it changes them in some kind of way, then it's a point. It's a good time to talk to someone about that and see if there's something they can do to help get them through what happened to them.
I'm going to guess at this. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'll bet as a professional and other professionals, doctors, psychiatrists, once you know someone's story and once you kind of get a feel for their makeup and what kind of resilience they have, for lack of a better term, I'll bet you can fairly early on tell how much help someone's going to need. Is that kind of accurate?
Yeah, I
think pretty soon you can tell.
Yeah, some way you can kind of tell about how they're functioning. Some people get to the point where they're about to lose their marriage, their kids hate them, it's hard to function in their job, they turn to alcohol, they turn to other things like that to deal with the stress. Yeah. And that's where you say, hey, look, this is someone who really is going through something difficult and we really need to think of what we can do to help that person because of this serious. Other people may come in with some mild symptoms and a little bit of support, a little bit of reassurance can help them get them through that as they've gotten through other traumas in the past. So you can kind of tell in the first few interviews, a lot of times in the military, it wasn't the person that was coming to see me, it was the spouse saying, please take care of my husband.
Yes, we can't go on
It's just so much different since he's been back from Iraq or Afghanistan. And so you can pretty tell early on kind of what level of concerns you're talking about.
Who better than a life partner to identify this is not the same person that went into a combat area.
That's right.
Give me a kind of a scorecard on helping our military. I want you to help everyone, but we have a special place in our heart for those guys that have got shot at. You and I have been in the military. I don't know about you, but I was never shot at. Generally, have military doctors like you been able to help them get back to a good functionality in life?
Yeah, it's interesting. Some of the greatest work that's done in this field are from the military, are from the VA hospitals and so forth that spend a lot of time and research on these. And the best treatments that we have are developed out of some of these, the VAs and along these lines. And really, the best way to treat someone, the highly most effective ways are through therapy. And it's really the therapies are there to design to help you confront your fears. So what happens with trauma is that people want to avoid anything related to the trauma. Don't want to think about it, don't want to hear about it, don't want to get close to whatever event happened. And that causes that avoidance, causes that fear to grow within their mind. And it takes on more and more of their life as that fear grows. And so the therapy really is designed to help you confront the trauma and face your fears so that it doesn't become the all-encompassing, horrible aspect that impacts your life.
Let's end with this. For military people, I think the answer is find your VA hospital, find help, zero or very little cost, if at all, maybe just getting there. And then non-military people, what's your advice today to people who have stress they need to deal with or have someone they care about who needs to deal with stress? What's your recommendations?
You know, I think there's a lot of different options. Talking to a friend or someone like that that you trust, someone who you feel comfortable around about what's going on in your life, just getting it off your chest can be a good thing. Some people live with this internally and it builds up and builds up and it becomes difficult. But being able to talk to someone, even if it's just a friend, a family member, whatever, that maybe could be a good start. And they're always local. There's, especially nowadays with the pandemic, you can find online mental health resources fairly easily nowadays and be able to develop that relationship through counseling, either one-to-one video or in person.
And any good family doctor can give you guidance to someone professional like you.
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Dr. James Reeves, It always does us good to talk with you. We appreciate your time. You're always an excellent guest. We appreciate your expertise, your time today. Thanks, as always, for your service as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mike.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.